Enrolling in agri-science and participating in the FFA, well, that's a popular activity in high school, but FFA is also becoming a significant part of some middle school programs as well. That's as evidenced by the Robert E. Ayler Middle School FFA chapter in Frederick County, Virginia. Their nationally recognized agri-science teacher, as well as a pair of members whose future she is helping to shape. Steve Edwards with the FCPS Media Network has that story.
Hello and welcome to Frederick County Public Schools. I'm Steve Edwards. Today we're at Robert E. Ayler Middle School, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the FFA program. And joining me is Kim Black. Kim is an agri-science teacher here at Ayler, as well as the FFA advisor. And Kim, just in October, was the recipient of the highest award presented by the National FFA. And Kim, that award is the Honorary American FFA degree. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And that award really represents a lifetime of work and commitment to FFA. What were your thoughts when you found out that you were going to be one of the recipients of that award?
Well, I was very pleased. I have to say that I was anticipating it. I've looked forward to that. Actually got the honorary state degree about my 10th year of teaching, but you do have to wait a little longer to earn this one. So I was very pleased to earn that award. I know I've been at the same school since my entire teaching career. I've been here, this is my 27th year, so it helps to be in the same spot. It helps you know, to build a program that sort of can, you know, gain the recognition I think that they're looking for.
You've devoted your life to this, essentially. I think most people couldn't imagine serving as a teacher for a year, much less 27 years. What has kept you committed to the profession, one, to Ayler and to the FFA and the students that you've touched over the years?
I very much enjoy the subject, which I think is a big part of the whole of the success. The other thing is that our program has really evolved dramatically, even since I've been teaching. The things that I learned as a student are dramatically different than what I would teach as a teacher today, just because the organization has grown, the ag industry has grown. People today are much more alert about what they're eating. They want to know where their food comes from. That's just important, I think, to people, you know, as a whole. I think every kid in school needs to have some sort of experience in agriculture, whether it's a 6-week course or hopefully more than that, just to know about the industry.
And students in the middle school level, they do go through a rotation where they do get a little dose of agri-science, so to speak.
Yes, the sixth graders come into our program with Introduction to Agri-Science, which is just basically an overview of the ag industry. And then they can take agriculture in the seventh grade or the eighth grade, and those classes are both a semester, which is half a year, so they have a chance to really delve into some things a little more deeply. Once they leave our program, if they would like to move on to the high school level, they can follow different tracks over there that really, you know, go out into areas like animal science, vet science, horticulture, agribusinesses. They have a mechanics area. They have an environmental science area. So it's a very, you know, developed program. I think what you will do with the rest of your life will probably come from an elective. And if you don't allow kids to experience electives at a young age, whether it's music or art or ag or any of our programs that we offer, they are not going to be able to develop what they want to do with the rest of their lives. Yeah, everybody has to have reading and writing and all that, and that's what helps them be successful at what they want to do, but what they will probably do will come from an elective, and maybe even in middle school where they first discover that.
Kim, congratulations again on your prestigious award and for your commitment to students here in Frederick County. We're joined now by the co-presidents of Ayler's FFA chapter this year. They're both eighth grade students, Grayson Moyer, who also served as the president of the FFA chapter here at Ayler last year, and Megan Gross, who's serving along with Grayson as the co-president this year. Ladies, thanks for taking time to talk with us a little bit about your experiences in FFA. And Megan, I'll start with you. What is it that prompted you to get involved with the FFA?
I heard about it from my uncle and my grandfather and how they loved the FFA when they were in middle school. And so I was interested in it. And when I came to sixth grade, I was in the beginning course. And ever since then, I've been striving to get into those courses and into the FFA.
And Grayson, why did you decide to get involved in the agri-science program and particularly FFA here at Ayler?
My family has been in FFA, and they were officers, and actually my uncle was with Ms. Black, and so they inspired me to join, and then I've been in it since.
Now, you've been involved with FFA since sixth grade. Walk me through some of the things that you've done as a member of the FFA and how you think it's benefited you.
In sixth grade, I wasn't really that active. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. But in seventh grade, I definitely got into it. I tried out for two teams, small animal care and mechanics. Ever since then, I've been in mechanics, and I love my mechanics team. So we went to state convention last year, and we placed well with our mechanics team. And also, we do lots of leadership groups and things like that and different trips, and those are all really educational.
And Grayson, what sort of activities have you been involved with as a member of the FFA? Kind of walk me through your progression with the organization.
In sixth grade, I tried out for the plant science team, and we made that, and I went to states for that, and our team got first that year. And then seventh grade, I did Quiz Bowl, and I did that this year too. Went to states last year, and we're going to states this year too.
Ladies, thanks a lot and for taking time to talk with us today about your involvement in the FFA. We want to thank you at home for joining us as well, learning a little bit about the FFA program here at Ehlers Middle School here in Frederick County.
And you can learn more about the Frederick County's FFA teams at youtube.com/FCPS Media Network.